Yes.
What do you call that when what? Later on when you got something that two or three people could sit on?
We call it a settee chair.
That would be about enough to for two or three people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And how about the rest of the rooms? What did they have in?
Well, they had a bed, about a bed in the room, you know, and maybe some kind of little table, something like that, you know, in there. You know,
about when did you start to buy things for the house? You made most of this.
Made it, yes, sir, and that is good, yes, sir. Sure, made it mostly.
And when did you start go to a store, and did they have a store here in Oxford?
Oh, no, sir. Well, not much now. If it did, you know, back then we didn't know much about it. It didn't get them, you know, and all. Just a few people would get something like that. Mm-hmm. But it just wasn't back then. And you take people out in the country, the people, you know, they wouldn't learn how to make chairs and things. Had a lot of homemade chairs. Now, you get some chairs like that, you know, from the people that, you know, out of their job, and it made them nice, you know, mm-hmm. on that job, you know.
It wasn't so much a store then.
Oh, no, sir. Right. Yes,
people,
sir. Sure.
I see.
Yes, sir.
What did you call the tables and chairs and beds and everything together? What did you call that?
Call it a bedroom suit. That's what we'd call it, you know.
Did you ever call it fixings or furniture?
Furniture, you know. Well, really, that's what we'd call it, you know. House furniture, yes, sir.
Everything.
Yes, sir. Chair and bed, house furniture.
And how did you keep light out of the windows?
We'd get up out there, you know, and make us a shed out there, you know, so like old dough, you know, and shed them. Really, that's most of the windows we had back at in this, something up like a dough, you know, and hinges on it. Mm-hmm. And take them old white shoes and cut the sole off of them and make hinges out of them. Oh, they'd last long.
I see.
Right.
So actually, you didn't have glass.
No glass.
And discarded shoes would give you the hinges, and you just make a board that you could.
Yes, sir. Just get us some plank, you know, and make us board just wide as that there, you know, and nail in the wall, you know, into that, and open it and shed it, of course. And so didn't use all that much light.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Mm-hmm. No, sir. If it's too cold open out there, you know, we would, you know, might light that old cool oil lamp, you know, something like that, you know.
Mm-hmm. When you started to have glass in the windows, how did you keep the light out from them?
Well, we would take my mother made a tow sack, you know, take a croaker sack, his old tow sack, you know, we'd get, you know, we'd have them. And rip them open and make shades to go over them. That's right. And maybe frazzle out some and tie a string around them. Oh, they'd be pretty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hang down, you know, to keep the light over, you know, out the window.
If people had something on the outside that they closed and opened up to keep the light and the wind and things out, what did you
call them?
Well,
they call them shutters.
Oh,
we call them shutters.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, to the window.
And shades inside the house.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
About how high were those rooms? About how?
Well, I tell you, back then they made them about 8 foot high.
They did?
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.